I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a cracking good world record for which a mild-mannered reporter breaks the speed of sound repeatedly. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill, and welcome to our new listeners at KUNC across all of northern Colorado.
Welcome to them, indeed.
We broadcast so well at altitude.
You, among many others, have been writing about fantasy sports and the gambling inspired by them. DraftKings, FanDuel, and their clients say that what they're doing isn't gambling. Is it fair to say that if that notion hasn't been knocked out, it is on the ropes?
Well, I mean, first of all, Nevada has decided that it's gambling, but then again, Nevada probably,
what do they know?
Probably decides parking tickets are gambling. But we have the Department of Justice and the FBI in the preliminary stages of investigating this largely unregulated industry. So, yes, I think there's a very big hammer coming down fairly soon.
Is the College Bowl season happening early this year? Because I keep hearing about some sort of revenge bowl set up for Sunday night. What are the people talking about?
Oh, Bill, we're going to get to talk about Deflategate for about 72 more hours.
Wonderful. Excellent.
The New England Patriots are going into Indianapolis to face the rather beat up and hapless Indianapolis Colts. And Bill Belichick will win this game 350-0 if he can manage it.
What does Vegas have to say about that
the under is a little bit lower than that.
Yeah, I would think. After officials botched parts of two consecutive Monday night football games, the NFL has penalized them. Did the miscues of side judge Rob Vernacci and back judge Greg Wilson warrant reprimands?
Yeah, and this is the way you get reprimanded if you're an NFL official. You get moved off the Revenge Bowl, and you have to like go do a lower profile game. Instead of getting suspended with pay, you have to work a worse game with pay. So it was a very, very bad mistake by the referees. The ball was clearly batted out of the end zone, contrary to the rules, and I don't have a problem at all with these guys being moved down to the Miami game.
Does moving these guys down to the Miami game mean that we can be totally confident about the officiating in Monday night's Giants-Eagles game?
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt of that.
Settled. Charlie, last Friday, Atlanta Hawks swingman Thabo Sefolosha was found not guilty of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. He had been arrested back in the spring, at which time his leg was broken by a New York City police officer. Is it fair to say the media really didn't cover that story as it should have?
No, it didn't, because what Sefolosha did was a highly principled stand against a police force that doesn't exactly have the credibility on these issues that it once had, if it ever had any. There was clearly an example of excessive force used. They broke the guy's leg. And rather than take a plea, he went to court and was vindicated, and good for him.
And he was offered a plea where it all would have gone away, and he said no.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to go along with the authorities on this.
Yeah. Right.
On Wednesday night, the Minnesota Lynx beat the Indiana Fever 69-52, thereby winning their third WNBA championship in 5 years. Does winning three championships in 5 years, even though you never won two in a row, make you a dynasty?
I think so, because there was a period in which the San Francisco 49ers were considered a dynasty without having won three in a row, but winning three in 5 years. I think the New England Patriots did the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But none of those teams, neither the 49ers nor the Patriots, got to party at Prince's House after the game.
I was just going to say, what a cool thing to do afterwards if you're a member of the Minnesota Lynx, right?
If this doesn't inspire the Timberwolves and the Twins to get their act together and win a championship, I don't know what will.
Charlie, you have said in the past that you're not a big fan of baseball on television, but the League Championship Series beginning this weekend, this is going to be fun, don't you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, I was sitting in an airport in Las Vegas and watched the greatest inning in the history of baseball, the seventh inning of Game 5 between Texas and Toronto, which featured stuff you've never seen before, a catcher hitting a guy's bat trying to throw it back to the pitcher. Bench-clearing discussions. We had the unwritten rules of baseball being thrown down and danced upon in the greatest bat flip of all time with Jose Bautista. If every baseball game was like that, I'd watch every one.
The MLB postseason is a fine time to talk about how hard it is to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball with a bat. You want to talk a little bit about how hard it is to slice that fastball in half with a sword?
This may well be the greatest athletic feat in the history of YouTube. Isao Maichi is a master of Laido, which is a Japanese martial art involving swordplay, and he cut in half a 100-mile-an-hour fastball that was shot right at him. The video is absolutely astonishing, and it's not even the hardest thing he's ever done. There's also a video of him cutting a BB in half.
And finally, Charlie, my candidate for best post-game celebratory prank is the one pulled off by Chicago Cubs fan Clue Haywood after the Cubs eliminated the Cardinals. The victims were all people in various taverns in St. Louis after Game 4 of that series ended. What surprise did those bar patrons get?
Wait a minute. I'm hearing music.
That is the very surprise.
Get out of my head, Steve Goodman!
Bar patrons
get out of my mind! No, as a lifetime connoisseur of jukebox technology, I just recently noticed that you can play a jukebox on an app from your phone.
Right.
You know, if you happen to be across the bar from the actual jukebox. This guy spent $50 using the app to play the Go Cubs Go song, the Steve Goodman that we're hearing right now, on bars all over St. Louis.
And thank goodness St. Louis fans, for the most part, took it in good spirits.
Yes, they did. But
they did not crush the jukebox with hammers.
First of all, the possibilities of pranking people with this technique
right
are
up there.
Almost limitless.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie, and thank you, Steve Goodman.
Thank you both. Well, this is the year in the Cubs are-